This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Out West Radio, a community-driven podcast built in the heart of Hamilton at Western Community Centre. We are webbing networks and creating safe spaces for ownership in our community. Whānau first, hapori first.
Kia ora, nei mā haramai, nei mā hoki mai ki roto e tēnei kaupapa, Out West Radio. Kia ora whānau, you got Tom in the house again, and we got Riggs. What's
hey,
up, Riggs?
Hey,
Once again, if you're an OG, welcome back to the space. If you are new, welcome to Out West Radio. We're based at 46 Hyde Ave at the Western Community Centre. We have a mission statement to create opportunities and provide support that enhances the holistic well-being of the people in our community. We've got a vision statement of thriving, vibrant, healthy and self-reliant communities. And we've also got some values that we hold dear to us, and that's strength-based, respect, integrity, quality services, meaningful relationships, professionalism, and also the bicultural journey and honouring te tiriti or waitangi. First off, to start off, mihi to the people that sponsor us here at the Western Community Centre, Lottery Guards Board, Well Energy Trust, Lynn Reynolds Trust, we've got Trust Waikato, Hamilton City Council, Ministry of Social Development, Grassroots Trust, DV Bryan Trust, Internal Affairs, the Lion Foundation, the Tyndall Foundation, Gallagher Charitable Trust, Rotary Hamilton Central, Rotary Waikato Sunrise, Glenys and John Gallagher Foundation, Nora Howell Charitable Trust, Go Eco, Cambridge Drainage and Fraser High School. And thank you to all those community members that come into the centre and make financial contributions, donate items, clothing, food, but most importantly, donating their time. We're going to go through a list of things that we have to offer here at the community centre, because we are an information hub, but kind of just starting off from, again, from our table and chair hire to our foyer where people come and hang out, our staff area, food parcels and stuff like that, and other programs that we have as well for all ages. So starting from our junior holiday programs, our senior youth or our youth programs, holiday programs, all of that stuff as well, what we have to offer for them, but also what we have to offer for our 50 plus crew as well. But we don't want to get, I will get into that a little bit after, but we'll go through a couple of other things and I'll just hand it over to Regan.
So last week we did mention that we had our 50 plus luncheon coming up, and it was a theme of chalk and cheese. So they were doing like a fondue time. And it was a really cool experience for the staff to do that. That was like the first time we had done like a kind of like a fondue fountain type of bits and pieces. We had two different flavours. We had obviously the chocolate flavour for all the sweet side of things, and then we had like a cheese sauce type of fountain as well that you could use. We had done some roast vegetables and had some other bits and pieces that you could use to dip into the cheese side of things. And so that was a massive shout out to Nahuia for running that luncheon with the support of the rest of our staff. And it looked like it had turned out to a really cool luncheon. I did hear lots of raves about the roast veggies that we had made for them as well. And that, I think that was one of the main things that had kind of been eaten that day. And we had made one big massive tray, and it had all sorts of roast veggies on it that you could use, pretty much any sort that you'd find on, I don't know, your own dinner plate with a roast and some cheese sauce. So that was really cool. And also that they did an announcement on the bus trip that is coming up next month in April. So the next luncheon, the next 50 plus luncheon is on the 17th of April, and it is a bus trip. So you had to attend last Friday's luncheon to find out those details. But I don't want to give those details away because I don't actually know how many tickets are left or available for that trip. So
that's a good point.
I won't announce where it's going, but if you do want to know if we've got tickets, please get in contact with us either through Facebook, give us a call, or pop in to see us, and just see if there's some tickets available. I do know it seems like it's going to be a really cool trip, and I know that there is posters around our building for that, so have a look. I think we may have posted it up where we're going to on our Facebook page as well. But if you are new here, we run a 50-plus luncheon slash trips throughout the year. They've got their monthly calendar out, and they do something every something different every month, and they have between 3 to 4, depending on what the year looks like, bus trips. This year they've got 3, and for you to find out what that bus trip is you have to attend the luncheon the month prior to that. So it's good anticipation. It's good to have everybody turn up, make some new friends, and just kind of get amongst some different stuff. They've got a really cool yearly planner at the moment, and Nahuya does a really good job at trying to alter that every year, so it's something different, and our seniors really do look forward to that, and we do love helping out in that space as well. So that has just happened, and if you're just wanting to get involved, yeah, head over to our Facebook page. It happens every third Friday of the month at 12 o'clock is our luncheons for our 50-plus.
One thing we jumped the gun on is a little bit of a check-in question for today, but I'll give the question and then I'll jump into what our junior holiday program has to say. Mm-hmm. You've got some time to think as well. So the question is, one thing that you did today or this week that deserves a medal or an apology. Did you get that? So what's one thing you did today or this week that deserves a medal or deserves an apology? So I'll give you some time to think about that. Just while she's thinking on that, I'll go to our junior holiday program. So April holiday program for our junior kids, Western Stars, is back up now. And I can go through, I'll go through prices and stuff and times as well, because we do know that every holiday program, young people or kids get dropped off a little bit too early, or people aren't sure about what time they should pick their kids up. So it's just about being on time. Remember that we're on a time schedule here as well, whānau. But the holiday program is based at 46 Hyde Ave at the Western Community Centre. I can talk to you about what they have each day. So on the 6th of April, Easter Monday, there's no holiday program. No holiday program on Easter Monday. But everyone should be going to Easter camps anyway. Tuesday, there's a trip. Following that, Wednesday, there's morning Easter crafts here, and that'll be based at the centre. And also the next day, the Thursday, is based here as well, with some carnival activities and carnival dress-ups. The Friday is a trip out as well to the Waikato Museum. And then Monday on the 13th is it's out on the field. Oh, it's out on the field. We're playing, there's play ball sports out there. So make sure your kids are prepared for that. Bring some extra clothing that are suitable for playing outdoor sports. The following Tuesday, that's a trip out as well, and then the morning craft on the Wednesday is the Anzac craft day, and then on the Thursday, that's is that a minute to win it? A minuet to win it? If you do go onto the website, you might see that there might be yeah, let's not mention it. Anyway, in the afternoon, there's a Nerf battle. Nerf battles going on that afternoon. And then the Friday, on the final Friday, there's a trip out to the Waterworld pools. So, yeah, it's just about you. You'll get the program when you register your child into the holiday program as well. But, yeah, how to enroll, you can go onto the website at www.westerncommunitycentre.org. And you can go to the holiday programs area. I think if you click on the children's, and then mm-hmm. it comes up with the what we have to offer for them. What else? There's another way of enrolling. You can go through the portal. That's Amy Plus if you've got that, or you can call down at the centre. But please, it does get pretty busy around this time as well. So if you can, please just use any online stuff that you can to enrol your child. Working income, that they also can play a part in this. You may be eligible to get an Oscar subsidy, and if so, just ensure the application, all of that stuff is sorted out before holiday program as well. there is a sign in, sign out, so there is an iPad that's ready for you to sign your child in and then sign your child out. There's also, if there's multiple people that are going to be doing pickups and drop-offs as well, to make sure that their names are listed to that child as well. The cost is It can be $40 per day, or you can pay $200 for the whole week. And that's $200 per week, because it's a 2-week holiday program. Now, the times, your child can be dropped off at any time from 8 a.m. and must be picked up by 5:30 p.m. No earlier than 8 a.m. because your child will be waiting outside, because the holiday program team will probably be inside prepping for the day and in their meeting, so they won't be able to see if anyone has arrived until 8 o'clock. And then our team's also got to have time to kind of pack things down as well, so they don't want to be kind of finding spaces for young people to hang out after 5:30 if they haven't been picked up. But what to bring, just please ensure that your children come with their lunch packed and water bottle as well. So it is morning tea, afternoon tea, lunch, and then bring their water bottle along as well. Cool. And they must wear the appropriate footwear as well to the holiday program. That's probably it for the holiday program as well.
Are we going to run it back to the question?
We're going to go back to the question. That was a lot of time for you to think about your question.
I know. Can you say the question again one more time?
Oh, no. So what's one thing that you did today or this week that deserves a medal or an apology?
Can I include Friday last week as well? I need a medal for that day.
Speak it, girl, speak it.
So I'm going to go for a medal. We played sports with teenagers last week and I injured my foot, but girl is still out here at work, getting it still done, still at home, cleaning the house, doing everything. And if you see me hobbling around, I'm fine. My ego might be hurt a little bit, but those kids are waiting 2 weeks and then I'll be back out on the sports field with them.
You're in a moon boot, bro.
Yeah, I know.
You're in a moon boot.
It's okay.
Now.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. Just don't look at it.
So what has actually happened to your leg? Why are you in a moon boot?
Because I have already got injured ankles, they had to wait for the swelling to come down. I go back to the fracture clinic to check it, but I'm pretty sure it's good. It's because I've got really bad injured ankles and I never looked after them. So it's just an injury on top of an injury. And girl is too old, so it doesn't repair as quick. So guys, when you get older, please look after yourselves and look after your bodies and your joints and your bones and everything, because you get older, it doesn't repair as quick. So yeah. And don't play on injured ankles. Food for thought.
Rehab is a little bit harder when you reach your 30s. And
oh, you're giving my age out now, aren't you?
Rehab is a lot harder on your body.
It really is. It truly is.
Because the rehab comes with, when you're over that age in rehab, it's food that you eat that you have to change.
Yeah.
You've got to change pretty much your whole lifestyle that you were just.
And do you know what? It wasn't even the bad ankle. It's not even the ankle that's borderline almost broken. It's my other ankle. So.
Do you have anything that you have to apologize for in the last week?
Nah. I'm great. Nah, do you know what's funny? Actually, I apologized last night to my daughter. I was growling her because I thought she was back chatting when I'd asked her something and she didn't give me any manners back. And I turned around and I was like, "What did you say?" And she said, I said, I was like, "I'm sure you said fine." And she goes, "No, I said I, like in Māori, like I understood you, mum." And so I had to turn around and apologize to her because I thought she said fine.
What did you say, our boy?
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, sorry my baby. But yeah, she checked me, corrected me very quickly. And yeah, we were all good. What about you?
We always find ourselves checking ourselves for our kids, eh?
Yeah, always.
But mum said, "Oh, okay." Then that's okay.
Yeah, then that's okay.
Sorry. I probably owe an apology to some guy that was driving down the road, just on Grandview Road, who I thought done an illegal U-turn, but he had just reversed out of his driveway and then kind of like just, but he reversed over the halfway line and then
I was like,
"You can't U-turn there." But I think in my daydream, like, you know when you daydream when you drive?
Yeah.
And then I just click that he was just driving forward and then taking off. And I was like, "Oh, you can't do that."
Yeah.
And then one of the boys, Declan's like, "Oh no, he just reversed out of their house." But I was like, "You can't U-turn there." So the owner of that black hatchback, that little Daihatsu, apologies on Grandview Road. Because I was like, "What the heck are you U-turning here right here for in front of these kids, man?" But he was only reversing. I think he was actually giving space for the other cars that were parked outside the driveway as well.
Aww.
So that's why he went a little bit further.
Nice.
So, it's those daydreams, eh? You just get in this tunnel vision of when you're driving. And you just forget what's happening around you. Sometimes you even forget that you've driven past all these spaces. Like sometimes I'll leave the base and then I'm like, oh, I'm down my street.
I don't even know how I've managed to make it through a set of lights. I was in a daydream. Obviously, the light was green because I was following the traffic. But what I mean is, yeah, exactly that is that you've gone, you're off in your daydream, you're knowing what you're doing, and yeah, it all of a sudden you're there.
Hard out. They talk about it at like restricted license courses and stuff like that, full license courses. And they talk about like the tunnel vision when your brain goes to, you're just so comfortable in, in the direction that you've driven for such a long time. That you just, you know where things are, you know where intersections are, you know where people could cross. So your brain's just like, oh.
Do you know what's really funny?
Tunnel vision home.
Do you remember the activity that Aileen used to do with our learner's license students down the hallway, and you faced your buddy?
Peripheral.
Yeah, you looked at your buddy, you turned around and you had to remember what you looked at.
Yeah.
I was terrible at that game, because I could never remember.
I think everyone was.
It was,
I think when they clicked
the piercings. That's what I could pick up on. But I would be off in a daydream to forget what else that they had been wearing, or the colour of their shoes, or the colour of their eyes.
It's a really good activity. Oh, yeah, because Aileen used to talk about the daydreaming.
She was heavy on the distraction side of things, you know.
So true.
So, yeah. Love you, Aileen. Thank you for those reminders and those lessons.
We'll do the peripheral test.
Yeah, probably.
As well.
But I do, we had another awesome week of fruit and veggies this week. As well, we also had a couple of extra stuff that we were selling, like how we mentioned that we always like to get a little bit of extra produce and sell those off just a little bit cheaper. So this week we had in our bags, we had cauliflower, broccoli, onions, nectarines, bananas and pears, and I'm pretty sure they packed 115 bags today, this week, sorry. But we also had eggplants for sale for $2, and they were like the cutest sized eggplants as well. They weren't those really scary big ones that you see at the supermarkets, or the really small ones. They're a nice decent size. But for people that don't know, you can slice, grill or bake an eggplant, and they're really good for stir fries, curries, casseroles, or simply roasted with some herbs. But our bags were $15, and we do have a few little leftover extras that you can come in and buy, but make sure you get in. They're going real quick each week. I know last week they were all sold out Wednesday. And I think the week before we were pretty much close to selling out Wednesday. I think early Thursday we've sold out. So get in quickly while the weather is changing.
So Wednesday last week.
Yeah, Wednesday last week we sold out.
The bags were made and then they were sold sold that all that day.
Yep.
That's a quick turnaround, eh?
Yeah.
That's not even, are they completed by 11 o'clock?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they had packed over 100 bags.
They always do pack over 100 bags.
Yeah, always over 100 bags. And they also managed to make extras last week too, because they, just with some of the weights were a little bit off, so they, had enough to make a few extra bags, and they all got sold as well. And we just had just those individual items, like, you know, a couple of pieces of fruit, some bananas.
That's a good idea to have the extra.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, it's still cheap.
Mm.
I mean, you can pay $2 for an extra couple of things in the boxes out there, eh? Sometimes we get, like, a stack of bananas that you might want to buy. What we do need is, like, the weight. Have one of those scales.
Scales, eh? Make it a little bit handier.
Per gram.
Per gram.
Dollar. Banana.
Well, see, like when we've got like onions and carrots, and there's heaps of them, we'll do, you know, sometimes on a good day we'll do like 5 carrots for $1. And some of them, like last week's carrots, were like the big sized carrots, decent ones. Sometimes we'll have like all the little ones left over, so you can grab an extra couple of handfuls, put it into your bag. It really just depends on the size that comes in, and you know what extras we do have, but we try and make sure we've got extras. And I know that we got extra eggs this week too, so looking for a tray of eggs, $10 for the eggs.
So we've got eggs as well.
And eggs. Excellent.
How good. And we also do, as part of that, like, I mean, we've got Kaivo, Kaivolution as well, Food Rescue. We've also got some Food Rescue that we kind of do on of our own up at the school as well, where we go and pick up all the extra school lunches as well. And those get brought down to the Western Community Centre as well, and those get divvied out to whānau as well. Probably depending on how much... or how many, what do you call those? What would you call them? Punnets of like food, the lunches and stuff like that.
Yeah, depending like on how much we pick up.
Yeah, sometimes we would bring back like 200.
Yeah.
And then we'll let whānau, when we come back down here, you know, you can take 10.
Yeah.
10 of each, you know. Or each of you can take 10 at a time. But sometimes, well, the school's done really well in kind of like making the amount quite smaller. Like they've taken kind of 200 off the list now.
Yeah.
And so there's not that many that comes down. Although when it's like a really hot day at school and then it's really hot food, kids yep. don't normally go for the hot food.
Yeah.
Yep. It's too hot. And so sometimes we're picking up over 200.
And there has been like those days were the real hard out days with the sized lunches. Because so if you don't know, like these lunches come in these like polystyrene boxes, and there's close to about 50 lunches in each box. And in some occasions we're collecting over 10, 12 boxes worth of lunches, and some of them are filled to the top. So it means they've got 50 odd lunches in each of those containers. So it does accumulate number wise and can easily reach up to 200, I think. A couple of years ago when I did the school lunch pickup, the most that I'd picked up in one load was just under 900 lunches that one day. And that was a haul of lunches. It was heavy. It was hot. It was a hot day too. So that's why there was quite a few left over. The funny thing is, heaps of kids come down and pick them up in the afternoon and eat them when they're just probably just a little bit cooler, not burning on the hands to eat, to grab the containers alone. But it's really handy to give to like people that have only got like one or two people in the house. It's good to store in the freezers for them to have. They're perfect size for one meal, depending on which lunches you go for.
Yeah, I mean, it's a variety.
Yeah, definitely.
Every week, each day, it's kind of like the same thing.
Yep.
So if you have been getting lunches on a Monday, normally it'll normally be the same as every other week.
Yep.
Same as Tuesdays, or we don't pick them up on Tuesday, sorry. It's Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays that yep. you pick them up. So it's normally the same. I think the variety changes on the Wednesday, and it could be cold.
Yeah,
cold
we Wednesday, were having a mixture of the cold pastas, and then I think they got hot lunches this Wednesday. And it'd be interesting to see what lunches we get today when we go up to the school to pick up and you know, another couple of hours. So if you're wanting to get school lunches, really good for Friday. If you've got extra people coming over, head over to the centre at 2:30. From 2:30 onwards, they are available because school lunchtime finishes at 2. So that's the time that we can get into the school grounds to collect them.
Another thing that we're not talking about is the weather that's arrived this week as well.
Oh, I know.
It was cold. It was a little bit cold. And then you probably wouldn't know that the rain was going to come. But I think it started... Well, the clouds started appearing last week at the night glow.
Yes.
So I thought it was going to pour down at the night glow, but it didn't come. The rain didn't come.
And you know, it was a little bit muggier too. Like it was like warm but cold. Like yeah. it was that like starting to get sticky feeling.
Oh,
like the later it got.
I just thought that it just appeared out. The rain's just appeared.
It always just appears when we're in Hamilton. It just appears. When just it looks sunny in the morning and all of a sudden it's raining.
Great Waikato weather. But the weather has... the farmers in the area are probably stoked there.
Lapping
our country people, our rural areas, probably pretty stoked around the downpour today. Well, hasn't been... Oh, yesterday. Well, it hasn't been too hard out, but enough for them to be filling up... start filling up their tanks here
yeah.
in those rural areas. But the rain is here. My lawn is loving it. I needed my grass to get it to go a little bit more green because I was mowing it and I felt like I was mowing hay. Like it wasn't cutting, it was snapping.
Yeah, yeah. It's like real, so like even when we were playing sports last week on the grass, like it was real crunchy, like real yeah. dry crunchy.
And I was watching some local rugby games as well. And the surface seems pretty hard, eh?
It'd be
makes me not want to play rugby when I watch people hit the ground and it's just a loud bang. It's almost like you may as well jump. Get tackled on concrete.
Yeah, well, that's what I think. No wonder, like, you guys look fun rolling around in the wet mud, you know, when you're, like, rugby players and stuff. Yep. Like, it looks softer. Obviously still quite hard, but not as compared to as the dry dirt outside at the moment.
Yeah. No, we also had an incident last week where a young boy went to dive for the volleyball, apparently.
Yes.
And, well, you could kind of tell that he did dive because he had a white singlet on and he had, like, a green scuff on his yep. on his singlet where his shoulders.
Yeah.
Well, actually dislocated his shoulder, eh?
Yeah. And you know what? That was the start of our afternoon. Like, that was before we had gone full swing into sports. And then, hey, we got some good injuries out of it. Fun times.
Oh, there's three injuries. You're one of them. He's one of them. And one of the other girls got injured, eh?
Oh, did she?
I think she went to go step and she'd done the splits. And so she was her hammy.
Oh, ouch. Oh, see, we had so much fun. Do you know what's funny? I told Nahuya about what had happened. And Nahuya goes, you guys were playing games for fun. It wasn't the Rugby World Cup. And I was like, well, it was the Rugby World Cup, capture the flag, okay?
You don't know, you weren't out there.
Yeah, it was, honestly, the competition just, it just got real high. And I always say to everyone, I was running fast when it happened. And my friend goes, yeah, running fast, slow-mo. And I was like, shut up.
Well, we've had a couple of sports Fridays now with our young people. Just out in the park now. Something that our young people, the turnaround is, some of our young people are really into sports now.
Yeah.
We've had this transition of getting our kids back out there and, you know, some touch basketball.
Mm.
We've even been playing capture the flag.
Yeah.
We've bought a volleyball net. We can set that up as well.
Yep.
But all of that stuff is here now, and I think we're going to be doing a lot more this term around sports and stuff, or probably next term, because this term is almost over, by the
it
way.
Is.
Holidays are approaching really quick. I think we're about getting young people back out there now, and we're pretty keen. So thank you to everyone that kind of messaged in the call when we put a post up on the Facebook page to kind of send your, if you're a caregiver, send your young people down here for the youth group. Sorry that we didn't put an age on there. I think we'll start putting age bracket, so that whānau know what age can come down to the Tō Whakapōwai or Tairanga group.
Yep.
A lot of registrations went out, a lot of enrolments went out that day.
Yep.
So we're actually looking, I think on the count, there's probably like 29 young people now that we have.
Yep.
We're still waiting on a heap of them to bring enrolments back, but we still see them every single day.
Yep.
They talk about program, but we still haven't got enrolment. If you're a parent and you have received an enrolment from your child, please fill it out and send them back down to the centre with it.
If you can't get it down to us, take a photo, send it to us on Facebook so that we can print it, and then at least we've got some sort of signed document from you as well. And that would be just super handy. Just a reminder, we do our youth groups, our girls group, Tairanga, is on a Thursday afternoon, and our boys group, Tō Whakapōwai, is on a Friday afternoon. So these are aimed around our teenagers, so ones that are at high school. We are aware that some of our ones before they get to high school, so some of our intermediate kids possibly could join in. The catch is that we just want to make sure that they are safe in that space as well, and so are our older kids. And it's just making sure that, yeah, they get that dedicated time. So if we do say that your child is not of the right age just yet, it's not that they can't come down and hang. They're more than welcome to come down and observe, but it's just so that we can let you guys know that you know, that everybody's going to be safe in this situation. We don't want anyone to get hurt or anything like that. So thank you to the parent that did make contact with us, just asking if her child was old enough to join that. But quickly before we finish up, I've only got a few more seconds to go, but just jumping in, we have over 101 unique services, activities, events, programs held here each year from our two owned facilities. Our main services that we've got coming out is we've got Justice of the Peace every Tuesday, 9 a.m. to 11. We've got Citizens Advice Clinic Wednesday, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30. Family Court Navigator and our Kāinga Order Housing Support Managers, which they're both here fortnightly. Please give us a call to see or just to double check which fortnight. We've got the Whānau Support Worker, got Hamilton Budgeting Mentoring here Tuesdays and Fridays. Legal advice on a Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 10. You do need to book, and same for our acupuncture. Our acupuncture is from Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 11:30. We have our Plunket Outreach and our Fruit and Veggie Co-op bags every Wednesday for $15 from 10:30. But that is us, and that is us signing out from Out West Radio, and we will see you guys next week.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.